The hit right side with a step. In front, Holloway scores! A race full ball the other way. It's McDavid. It scores! And that gives McDavid room. Drop, spirits, scores! McDavid in the middle. To game five Tuesday night in Sunrise.
Oh baby, just a little montage that might give you a little taste for what hopefully we'll be hearing on Edmonton Oilers ice tonight. That was from last Saturday, of course, game four. Hopefully we get a lot of that same sound to play next week, Frank, and we'll keep this going. We're going to be talking about the Oilers in a minute, but first I want to spend just a minute talking about Donald Sutherland, because of course news broke yesterday during the show that Donald Sutherland, who is, you know, one of those few Canadian actors who's really a global icon, you know, you can go anywhere and you're going to find people who know Donald Sutherland and are familiar with his work. So yesterday afternoon when I was off air, I spent a lot of time going through old clips of Donald Sutherland I wasn't interested in watching like his acting necessarily, but I wanted to watch him talking, giving interviews, you know, at awards galas, that sort of thing. And it really reminded me, as did a conversation with Murray Wood, actually, during our meeting, how proudly Canadian he was. He was one of those Canadian actors, you know, he worked around the world, but his heart really always remained in Canada. And I just wanted to share a quick taste of that because I found this clip. This is a part of this big, long thing I found from 1994. This is Donald Sutherland introducing the Governor General's Performing Arts Award Gala here in Canada back in 1994.
I realized that as Canadians, we need to feel pride, and we have so much to be proud of. On Puyat Fear, the beaucoup de choses. I mean, we can be proud of so many things. And that's why we're here tonight. Bienvenue. Excellence.
And that is why Edmonton Oilers fans are going to be showing up tonight, because they are proud. The diehard fans. I mean, my next guest is not necessarily one of them. If you're just joining us, I'm Tamara Cherry in for Evan Bray. And Jamie Nye is on the line. Jamie, like, your job doesn't get much sweeter than times like this, right?
Yeah, really, I have to come home and watch a hockey game tonight so I can prep for my show next Monday. That's the job, I guess.
Okay,
Tamara.
Yeah, and I mean, anybody who listens to your show, obviously Jamie is well aware of this, but full disclosure for just the news hounds out there, you're not an Oilers guy, are you?
No, I was, and then when I was 7 years old, they traded Wayne Gretzky, and I swore off the Edmonton Oilers for the rest of my life, and then a guy from my hometown got drafted by the Vancouver Canucks, and I've been living in sorrow ever since.
Who is that? Who is that from your hometown?
It was Jason Fitzsimmons, who was a goaltender for the Moose Jaw Warriors back in the day.
Oh, wow.
He actually won a Stanley Cup as a pro scout for the Washington Capitals a few years ago.
Oh, wow.
Actually, so.
Wow.
He's had a long journey through the minors and coaching and scouting.
Okay. So, Jamie, this is the big talker. We're spending way too much time talking about the Vancouver Canucks because, come on. Come on, Jamie. Now, okay, first, there's a little bit of a beef that the morning show host in Saskatoon, Shaq, had. He wanted me to share with you. I was on with him this morning during the crossover. He said, "You're going to be talking to Jamie and I." I said, "Yeah." He's like, I got a bit of a bone to pick with that guy." He said that just prior to game four, do you recall what you said, Jamie, just prior to game four?
Probably that the Oilers were done.
That there would be a cup hoisted on Edmonton ice. Hoisted, Jamie. What say you today, Jamie Nye? What say you today on the brink of game six on Edmonton ice?
I underestimated Connor McDavid, which was a big mistake because he, in game four, had 4 points. In game five, had 4 points. He's the first guy to do that in the Stanley Cup final. He's the first guy since Mario and Wayne to get 40 points in the playoffs. He broke Wayne Gretzky's yeah, I underestimated Connor McDavid. That was the mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, you did, Jamie Nye. Yeah, Gretzky's records are really within reach for Connor McDavid. What are you expecting from him tonight?
Well, I expect more of the same. I'm not going to predict a 4-point game again for Connor McDavid, but that probably just guarantees he's going to get 6 tonight. So
then promise a 4-point game, Jamie. Please promise a 4-point game for him.
So I look at the Edmonton Oilers with that hometown crowd, and after game 5, and they won, I have the feeling that my head says the Oilers force it to a game 7, because I was there in 06 when the Oilers and the Carolina Hurricanes were in the Stanley Cup final, and the Hurricanes were up 3-2, and it was coming back to Edmonton. The Oilers won game 5 to force a game 6, and it was an Edmonton Oiler night to remember in 06 to force a game 7. Now, Oiler fans don't want to talk about game 7 because that ended up in Carolina with the Hurricanes winning, but that's what I feel going into this game. The energy, the momentum, all that stuff for the Edmonton Oilers is on their side. But
how can you not feel the energy with the sound like we played earlier? Or when you think about the Oilers fans singing Shania Twain on Saturday night. Ooh, baby! Okay, Jamie and I want to talk to you for a minute about sports grudges. Because, I mean, I find it admirable when people don't hop on the bandwagons. Like yesterday morning, again, I was talking to Murray Wood. And I, you know, was talking about the excitement. Actually, you know, it might have been a couple days ago when I had my brother on, the biggest Oilers fan around. And I was like, oh, you know what? I said, Murray, I'm not a sports person through and through, but I get excited with stuff like this. And he just scowled at me. I said, what? You're not an Oilers fan? He's like, I'm a Flames fan. And then I put that to my brother later on in the show, and he said, Flames, stay where you are. We don't want you. So how important is a good sports grudge during times like these? Like, they're really being put to the test today, right?
Absolutely. That's what makes sports great. A sports grudge is nothing too major, but it's something that fuels the interest and fuels a little banter back and forth. So I'm curious how many Flames fans are actually cheering for Edmonton. I doubt there's very many of them. Now, Murray's also a Bruins fan, and the Oilers beat the Bruins in Stanley Cup finals, and the Oilers beat the Flames one or two times back in the day. So the Oilers,
you're just fueling the Flames right now if Murray's listening to this in his office. So,
and as a Canucks fan, the Oilers just beat the Canucks in Game 7 in the Stanley Cup playoffs this year. So,
wow.
When I look at it, I think this is going 7. I think we're even talking about this on Monday on maybe one of the most historic moments in Stanley Cup final history, if the Oilers can do the reverse sweep after being down 3-0.
And you know who's really watching this closely, probably, and trying to get some hope from it? It's in my old stomping grounds where I spent most of my career, Toronto Maple Leafs fans, right? I mean, when you look back at the last time that they hoisted the cup, they were in a very similar position to the Edmonton Oilers, right?
Well, they're the last team to do it. In 1942, they were the last team to do the reverse sweep, be down 3-0 against Detroit, come back, and win a Stanley Cup. They did win a few cups after that, but I forget what the age is. I got it here. 57. That's how old you are that you've never seen a Toronto Maple Leaf Stanley Cup parade.
Yes.
It's been a while.
So who's in part of your viewing party tonight, Jamie?
It'll be my family. It'll be my son Jasper. He just got into hockey last year, and he'll be watching. He's cheering for Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers.
Aww.
Although he kind of switches sides every so often. He likes picking the winning team.
Yep.
So if Florida goes up 3-1, he might change allegiances halfway through the game.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right, Jamie, I hope that you are talking about this with some gusto and with some anticipation come Monday. Anticipation, of course, for Game 7. I'm so excited. And guess who's going to be at the game today? The guy I'm filling in for. Evan Bray.
Bray's going to be there. Greg Morgan from the CJME Morning Show is going to be there.
Yes, I just heard that too.
CKOM Newsroom is going to be there, and I'm going to have them all on the show today and ask where my invite was to join them.
Amazing.
They probably didn't want a Canucks fan joining their fun in Edmonton.
Exactly. All right, Jamie. Well, I really appreciate it. Enjoy the show today. Thanks for joining us. And I want to turn over to the phone lines. We're not going to have a lot of time when we come back, but I want to hear a great story from somebody who's on the road right now, heading to Edmonton from Saskatchewan. If you're one of those people and you're pumped for the game, call me 1-877-332-8255. I'm Tamara Cherry in for Evan Bray on The Evan Bray Show. Again, 1-877-332-8255. If you're heading to or cheering for the Oilers tonight on 980 CGME and 650 CKOM. How's that for some sound? Heading into Game 6 in Oilers territory. That was Oilers fans on Edmonton ice last Saturday, Game 4. Very exciting game. The stakes were just as high back then. But we are in it to win it. And what an amazing show it is sure to be. I'm going to the phone lines because before the break, I asked if there's anyone out there heading to Edmonton. I don't know if Jason's heading to Edmonton, but Jason, you got something to say in Weyburn. What's on your mind today?
Oh, well, your sports guy, Jamie, and I told a story about the fact that he was 7 years old and Gretzky was traded and he was devastated. Well, that brought memories back for me because I was 8 years old when Gretzky was traded and I was devastated, but I moved my fandom to the Pittsburgh Penguins because of memories.
Oh, no! Oh, no, Jason!
The Oilers did play in 1990. The Penguins won in 91, 92, 2009, 2016, 2017. So I've had my stardom.
Okay.
But my very good friend Ryan likes to point out that I'm a bandwagon jumper. I'm like, I was 8. You can't keep counting that as a bandwagon jumper. And so I still have a special place in my heart for the Oilers.
Oh,
my Penguins are not in it, obviously.
Yep.
So go Oilers.
Yep.
And I'm watching the game tonight. Unfortunately, I'm working. I can't go. And I probably would have to mortgage my house and chop out a liver in order to go, too.
I know. Yeah. I mean, you can get a lot of money on the black market for those organs, Jason. It depends what you're willing to give up. But, yeah, I mean, you got to pay the mortgage. You don't want to get laid off from your job. Listen, Jason, we're happy to hear that you're going to be cheering for the Oilers anyway. Thank you for calling in. Can I get a go Oilers go from you?
Go Oilers go.
With a little more gusto, Jason. Try it again.
Go Oilers go.
That's what I got. Jason, okay. Thanks. That was Jason and Weber, and thanks for calling in. You know, this is so exciting. One of the things we're going to be talking about coming up after the break is that Saskatchewan's population is up. But something tells me, I mean, if Stats Can were to take our population numbers again, say tonight, our population numbers might be down because I think there's probably a lot of people heading west. Those who are lucky enough, like Evan Bray, to get tickets. How the heck he did it? I don't know. We're going to ask him. Maybe he is missing a kidney. Maybe he sold a kidney on the black market. Maybe, and to get hotels. I mean, I don't know. Evan's one of those guys that I think he's kind of got a guy for everything. Just kind of like, well, I'm not even going to say. Okay, I'll say it. My brother, but he didn't get tickets. It's a sore point. I'm not ready to talk about it. But anyway, we're going to be talking about this with Evan a little bit later on in the show with Bugs and Hugs because he's going to have a big hug for the Oilers and hopefully even has a bigger hug for them come Monday. But before that, we've got some really great conversations coming up in the show. As I mentioned, after the break, we're talking about Saskatchewan's population. And this is interesting. As somebody who lived away from Saskatchewan for 15 years, the majority of my adult life, and then I came back here, this province has changed. It's growing so much. It's exciting stuff, if you ask me. That's on The Evan Bray Show. I'm Tamara Cherry, in for the Oilers going Evan Bray on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.